presence. It's only you who has seen us through. It's only you who has brought us this far. In line with what you have asked me to tell your people, I will speak. And I know that heaven will back me up, will be redefined. Because you are God, and you can do all things. Lord, everyone who will hear me today, never again in your life will you be put to shame again in Jesus' name. Never in your life will you be dismayed again in Jesus' name. Instead of going downward, the Lord will lift you up in Jesus' name. This is your year of favor. I want you to hold on to the word of God, and you will see it come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Members of this church will probably tell you that we've been on a series for some time now. But the Lord has asked me to speak to you today on something different. God asked me to speak to you concerning this year in your life. And one thing I can tell you is that as many as will believe and just hold on to the word of God, the words you are going to hear today will become true in your life in Jesus' name. We've been talking about the world that can't. We started by looking at the ants. And of course, we looked at other small animals. We looked at the conies. We are supposed to be looking at the locust, the spider. But like I said, we are going to put that aside today and have the word of God for you for this year. And God has asked me to talk about the evidence of his presence. And the reason God said I should talk to you about the evidence of his presence is that God said that there is somebody in the house this season who we throughout this year see the evidence of his presence in their lives in Jesus' name. That when you see these things, you will know that indeed the Lord is with you. That is why he has asked me to speak to you, because his hand is going to be mighty upon somebody here today in Jesus' name. Open your Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 33. Exodus 33, verse 8 to 23. That's where I'm going to read. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. Exodus 33, verse 8 to 23. When Moses went out to the tent of meeting, all the people rose and stood, every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the door of the tent, and the Lord would talk with Moses. And all the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the tent door. And all the people rose up and worshipped, every man at his tent door. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Moses returned to the camp, but his minister, Joshua, son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the temporary prayer tent. Other versions will say Joshua, the servant of Moses. And I've shared with some of us before that when Joshua was going to die, the Bible referred to him as Joshua, the servant of God. The Bible did not call him the servant of Moses anymore. And I will say concerning you, the world will know you as servants of God in Jesus' name. In other words, God will personalize you. Did you hear that? I say, God will personalize you in Jesus' name. Moses said to the Lord, see, you said to me, bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you progressively, that is progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, perceiving and recognizing and understanding more strongly and clearly, and that I may find favor in your sight. And Lord, do consider that this nation is your people. And the Lord said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. God is saying to someone this year that his presence will go with you, and that he will give you rest in Jesus' name. And Moses said to the Lord, if your presence does not go with me, do not carry us up from here. For by what shall it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinguished? The Lord will distinguish you, I and your people, from all the people upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have asked, for you have found favor, loving kindness and mercy in my sight, and I know you personally and by name. And Moses said, I beseech you, show me your glory. God will show you his glory this year in Jesus' name. And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim my name, the Lord, before you. For I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy and loving kindness on whom I will show mercy and loving kindness. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place beside me, and you shall stand upon the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Praise the Lord. A time came in the life of Moses, having led the people very far, that he needed evidence of the presence of God in his life. And because Moses had been faithful to God, God said to him, indeed, I'm going to oblige you. Before now, I've always spoken to you in the corner of the room. Everyone saw the glory of God come down each time Moses went into the tabernacle to confer with God. And the Bible said that God spoke to him face to face, like a friend to a friend. But everything to Moses was blurry. He needed concrete evidence to show that the Lord is with him, or was with him. And God told him that, look, I'm going to oblige you this time, and I'm going to show you my glory. And God has asked me to tell somebody in this place that this year God will show you his glory in Jesus' name. You have been coming to church. Perhaps you have been dedicated. Perhaps you have always given. Perhaps there is something in your life you've been asking God to touch and change for the better. And it looks like it is not happening for you. God asked me to tell you that this year, as he shows the evidence of his presence in your life, that every mountain that is before you will be leveled in Jesus' name. Moses asked for the evidence of the presence of God with him and the people of God. And God said, come. Not only will I do what you have asked me to do, because I know you by name and you have a special relationship with me, I'm going to do something in your life that no man before you has ever encountered before. I will cause my presence to pass before you, my glory to pass before you. Now, let me tell you something. As a child of God, many of us like to be like others. When people do one thing, we want to do and be like them. God has asked me to tell you that His presence will distinguish you. Moses was just like any other person until the day he met the Lord. After he met the Lord, what happened? Nobody could look him in the face anymore. He had to go around covering his face because of the presence of the Lord. He had a veil to cover his face because he saw the glory of God. Anyone that God chooses to manifest himself to cannot live an ordinary life anymore. You will never live an ordinary life anymore in Jesus' name. An ordinary life does not consist in the things we see around us. The life in God commands power and authority. You begin to make things happen in the spiritual realm. That is going to be your story this year in Jesus' name. Everyone that God chooses to show His presence to and dwell with have something to show that God is with them. When God created Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 2 verse 25, the Bible said that both of them were naked. But the Bible also said they were not ashamed in their situation of nakedness. The Bible said they were not ashamed. That is why this year, in any situation you find yourself, because you are going to be victorious, you are not going to be ashamed in Jesus' name. Being not ashamed is one of the evidences of the presence of God in somebody's life. It does not matter the kind of cloud that is cast over your life at this present time. That state will be temporary. That host of Pharaoh that you see before you is a temporary experience the Lord has prepared to favor you in 2011. Because the Bible in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 4 says that those who believe in the Lord shall never be put to shame. And you are among them, as many as we hold to His word, as you hear it today. You become one of those who has made the Lord your trust, the Most High your dwelling place. Therefore, you will not know shame this year in Jesus' name. Oh, I like Isaiah 50 verse 7 and 8. Isaiah was speaking there. He said, the reason I know that I'm not going to be ashamed is because the Lord will help me. I said, the Lord will help somebody this year in Jesus' name. He said, the Lord will help me. I will not be dismayed. I have set my face like a flint. He said, for the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Be confounded is to be confused, is to be put to shame. He said, I've set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. In fact, people around will ask, where is your help coming from? And you will tell them that your help comes from the Almighty God. Because He's the only one who can do things in your life Not only that men cannot do it, they cannot do it that way. He will do it in a unique way that will distinguish you in Jesus' name. Another evidence of his presence with you this year. Is that you are going to see further ahead than everyone around you. Do you know we live in a world where people are moved by immediate things, the things they can see now. If it is not happening now, then to them it can never happen again. Only a few people actually see beyond today. The reason a lot of homes are breaking up is because people cannot see beyond now. They cannot see hope. They cannot see that even though things may not be so wonderful now, that God has a plan for them. Not many people see that anymore. The reason people start and cannot finish what they start is because they cannot see beyond where they are right now. But when God is in your life, he gives you a vision for the future. And I say to you, you receive a vision for the future from today in Jesus' name. Noah received that vision. When no one could see the flood coming, he had seen the vision of the flood coming. Why? Because God has said it, and he knew that he who has said it is able to bring it to pass. He trusted upon the word of the Lord and he started to build an ark. That ark was foolishness to those who lived by what they saw at that time. But it was wisdom to those who could see far ahead. And I want to tell you, in God, your foolishness will become wisdom in Jesus' name. That ark took several years to be built. And everyone who saw him thought he was probably schizophrenic. They thought there was something wrong with him. But that foolishness saved generations to come. That is why you and I are here. Because the Lord will have wiped away everything. It took the obedience of one person. Your obedience this year will save many in Jesus' name. I want you to open with me to 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 28. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 28. There is nothing that God cannot do if only we'll be obedient to him. He has the ability to make the difference in the life of every man that will choose to live godly before him. He said, "And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged. And they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment." That was King Solomon. When the wisdom of God came into his life, that same wisdom of God that came into the life of Noah, that made him prepare for the generation to come, when he came into his life, that wisdom, when he came into the life of Solomon, everyone that heard him feared him. In other words, if you look at the word fear there, it could mean respect. They stood in awe of him. The world will stand in awe of you in Jesus' name. That wisdom of God will set you above your peers in the mighty name of Jesus. God also wants you to know that as a mark of his presence with you this year, he's going to single you out for blessings. I said he will single you out for blessings. In the midst of people, God would look at you. Because his favor is upon you, he would just single you out to be blessed. You'll be doing the same thing that other people are doing. But your result will be completely different. Abraham is one person. Like everyone else in the village where he lived, like everyone else in his family, Abraham was an idol worshiper. That was all he had known. Until one day, the glory of God chose to locate him where he was. And God said to him, come out from amongst them. Come out. Leave behind all that you have ever known. And of course, he obeyed. But God found him where he was. God will find you from today in Jesus' name. He will call you out of trouble. He will call you out from the path of destruction this year. The Lord will draw you out from mediocrity. Let me tell you something. Except the Lord chooses to distinguish you, there is nothing that we can be. There's no degree we have that no one has not had before. In fact, many people have come and gone, and they are remembered for nothing. But Abraham, an idolater, when the glory of God shone upon his life, we are remembering him today. The world will remember you for good in Jesus' name. God would draw you out from obscurity into the limelight. That was what he did in the life of Abraham, because he simply had mercy on whom he will have mercy. As we read, he will have mercy on you in Jesus' name. And do you know something? That Abraham, like Jesus, became the dividing line. From the day Jesus was born, Jesus became the dividing line that separated people into two. So you either believe in Jesus and you get blessed, or you don't believe in Jesus and you are damned. Do you know that just like that, let's go back to where we read. Do you know what the Bible says? God said, I will bless you. You will be a blessing to the whole earth. Not only that, God now said, whoever blesses you, I will bless. Whoever curses you, I will curse. It became a dividing line to those who will, into two groups, those who will bless Abraham and be blessed, and those who will curse Abraham and be cursed. And I will say concerning you that from today, you become a dividing line wherever you are in Jesus' name. Everyone that calls you blessed, they become blessed in Jesus' name. That is the power of God. When his presence is with you, you become a dividing line. You become a dividing line. That is in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. You see what God can do. And that is what he's going to do in somebody's life this year. That's what he has told me. Also, the presence of God located Moses in the wilderness. Just like Abraham, in obscurity, and God brought him out in the wilderness, Moses was brought out again. I've told us before that Moses received training in the palace. The kind of training he received in the palace was the training of the kings that will make him, you know, confident enough to be able to lead people. It was not by his choice. God had arranged it that he would dwell in the palace to be that. And I want to say concerning you, that which will make you the head, the Lord will deposit in your life from today in Jesus' name. But there was something missing in the life of Moses before then. Because the Lord wanted to distinguish him and to make him a spiritual leader of his people. Because everything that you see in the physical have first existed in the spiritual. And only those spiritual leaders can call into existence those things that are in the spirit. God had to equip Moses to be able to do what he has called him to do. He was forced into exile. Do you know what? Let me just tell you something. You will not know the hand that is moving you. to your destiny. Because the hand of God will push you to your destiny in Jesus' name. Many of us, you know, it's been preached how angry Moses was that he did what he did to the Egyptian. But something has to lead him to where he was meant to go. And when he left the palace of Pharaoh, where did he go? He went to the wilderness. What did he do in the wilderness? He met a man called Jethro. I've said it to members of this church before. Jethro was the priest of the Midians. There is no record in the Bible that there was a priest among the children of Israel in Egypt. Yet, Moses had to learn the ways of the priests to be able to be a priest to the people of God. And God directed him there. God will send you to your wilderness in Jesus' name, where he will fashion you and shape you for the great glory that will come upon your life this year in Jesus' name. You know, the presence of God saw Joshua succeed where his mentors failed. You know what? Some of us have people we've put on a pedestal. If they cannot do something, then we cannot do it. God wants me to tell you that you are going to surpass your mentors in Jesus' name. Moses, Joshua had a mentor. Who was his mentor? Moses was his mentor. We read here that Joshua, the servant of Moses, Moses was his mentor. Moses failed in taking the people to the promised land. What happened? Joshua took the people to the promised land. That will be your story in Jesus' name. He experienced victory where people who are supposed to be greater failed. God has asked me to tell somebody here that your path to greatness will be charted within 21 days of hearing this message in Jesus' name. That destiny defining moment will occur within the 21 days from today in Jesus' name. Do you know that the presence of God revealed the strength of Gideon? Many of us know the story of Gideon. I will soon close. We know the story of Gideon, don't we? Gideon was a very feeble-minded young man because he had seen fear. It was the time that the Midianites were coming to exploit the people of God. You know the story. The people will work hard during the year, make their harvest, and the Midianites will just come and raid them, carry away their goods. Do you know that the enemy carries away the goods of some people? Some people have been working, and it has not been possible for them to save. They have never set a goal and achieve it in their lives. From today, you begin to achieve your goals in Jesus' name. Bigger than your dreams. Bigger than what you have ever thought of. Gideon, like the children of Israel, was just like that at that moment in his life. The presence of God came upon him, and that transformed him. I want us to quickly read from the book of Judges, chapter 7. Verse 21 to 22. Actually, I would really like us to read 9 to 15, then 21 to 22, but just read 21 to 22. If you get there before me, you can read. Judges 7. There's something I want to show you there. Okay, let's go back again. Let's go back to 7 verse 9. Let me read it. He said, "That same night the Lord said to Gideon, 'Arise, go down against their camp, for I have given it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, go with Purah, your servant, down to the camp, and you shall hear what they say. And afterward, your hand shall be strengthened to go down against the camp. Then he went down with Purah, his servant, to the outpost of the camp of the armed men. Hear what the enemies were saying about him. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the sons of the east lay along the valley like locusts for multitude. And their camels were without number, as the sand on the seashore for multitude. When Gideon arrived, behold, a man was telling a dream to his comrade. And he said, behold, I dream a dream. And behold, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat. And his comrade replied, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand, God has given Midian and all the host. Praise the Lord. God has asked me to tell you this, that this year, everything you've been dreaming of that had looked like a mirage, he has given it to you in Jesus' name. Gideon never realized his strength. God said, look, if you are in doubt, go to the camp of the enemy. Hear what they are saying. And he got there, and the man said, look, I dreamt. This is what I dreamt. And the other man said, ah, you don't know. Gideon, he's so powerful. He's coming to destroy us. Maybe you don't realize your strength in Jesus. From this year, begin to do things that look impossible to you from before. And you will see the glory of God come through in your life in Jesus' name. He reveals the strength that Jesus has deposited in him. In the life of Jabesh, the presence of God wipe away his sorrow. Somebody's sorrow will be wiped away this year in Jesus' name. His presence also has the ability to restore. My sister was singing on New Year's Eve. She sang a song, Everything a Double-Double. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said in Job chapter 42, verse 1 to 6, that God replenished unto Job, restored Job, and gave to him everything double of what he had. The Lord will restore you. The Lord will restore your honor this year. The Lord will restore your substance this year. Double what you had before. In Jesus' name. His presence, the presence of God, etched the name of Peter in the history book of this world. Peter, how many fishermen do you know? How many fishermen can you remember their names after 2,000 years? Do you remember the name of Peter? Simon Peter, the disciple of Jesus. The presence of God made a difference. His presence will make a difference in your life in Jesus' name. So much so that in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the people said, what a people. These uneducated people, they are so bold. They speak like they have been with Jesus. Jesus will distinguish you in Jesus' name. That same presence revealed Jesus to Paul. Even though Paul never met Jesus face to face. Remember, that same God gave Jesus a name that is above every name. He will give you a name. I say God will give you a name. You know, there are names and there are names. As I close, there are names and there are names. Can you just open your Bible to Acts chapter 19? Acts 19. Because some of us may begin to say, oh, but I'm not Jesus. You know? Do you know that you mention some names and they are not there, even though they are not Jesus? At the mention of their names, demons will tremble. You mention some names. At the mention of their names, demons will tremble. I'm not saying you should start to pray to human beings, or that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that God can give you a name at the mention of your name. even when you are not physically there, things will start to happen. Acts 19, 13 to 17, I will show you something there. Then some of the traveling Jewish exorcists, men who are joy evil spirits, also undertook to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I solemnly implore and charge you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Seven sons of a certain Jewish chief priest named Sceva were doing this. But one evil spirit retorted, Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit dwelt leaped upon them, mastering two of them, and was so violent against them that they dashed out of the house in fear, stripped naked and wounded. This became known to all who lived in Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and alarm and terror fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled and magnified. When those people went there, and they said, in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches, the evil spirit said to them, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know also. Who are you? In other words, if the name of Paul had appeared on the scene, the demons would have respected that name because they know that name. That is a fiery name. God was saying to Moses, say, I know you by name. And Moses went and said, God, you said you know me by name. What is the proof of your glory in my life? And God said, my glory will pass before you. The same thing, Paul was known in heaven. Heaven will know your name in Jesus' name. Your name will begin to do great things in the midst of the people in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we just rise on our feet? Can we just rise on our feet as we thank God? Because every word that you have heard tonight, this afternoon, will be established in your life in Jesus' name. This is your year of favor, and this is your year of breakthrough in Jesus' name. Can you begin to thank the Lord and say, Father, I just thank you. Thank you for your word today. You are talking about me. You are talking about me. I walk into my destiny from today. I walk into your presence from today. I walk into your glory from today. I walk into miracles from today. You are speaking about me. It is me you have in mind, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for having me in mind. I begin to break through this year. Excellency is my middle name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ongale Shenga Kopoko Rebosanda. Thank you, Lord. Ripale shenderiba kandoro bosunda. Le papa papa rekorebo soto. Yes, Lord. Like Jesus was known. And is known. And Paul known. So will you establish a name for your people? In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you will not pass away and not leave something behind. Oh, you will leave something behind in this world. People will remember you for good. I said the world will remember you for good. You are part of the making of the end time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.